the Clinical Science Research and Development Department of the VA. Thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Good morning, Angie.
Let's start with this. What is cardiovascular disease, its risk factors, and how it affects people, including veterans?
Heart disease is a bunch of conditions that could affect the heart or blood vessels. It could include high blood pressure, heart attacks, even strokes. We seek to provide care for all healthcare issues our veterans face, and our research program is really set up to improve their healthcare and advance treatments for veterans.
Now, where can we or veterans in general find more info?
So that would be www.research.va.gov.
Thank you, Dr. Gleason.
Thank you so much, Angie.
A Republican staffer over the weekend leaking information that actions are moving forward on a GOP Obamacare repeal. Here's more from Chris Barnes.
Fox News reports a GOP aide did say late yesterday that health care committees from the House and the Senate have worked with the White House to tie up loose ends before releasing the bill. Many Democrats and at least one Republican have been accusing House leaders of keeping the bill too secret. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, a doctor himself who says he has his own Obamacare replacement plan, complained a few days ago even he hasn't been allowed to see a draft of the bill. I'm Chris Barnes.
In Seattle, the FBI joining an investigation into the shooting of a Sikh man. The Friday shooting is being investigated as a possible hate crime. The victim says a man came up to him in his driveway and then opened fire while yelling, quote, "Go back to your own country." The 39-year-old victim was shot in the arm and treated at a hospital. The gunman is still on the loose. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
British officials have released a statement talking about the massive amount of terrorism investigations taking place in that country. Here's more from our London correspondent.
Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley says there are around 500 live counter-terror investigations ongoing at any one time. Police have been making, on average, around one arrest a day since 2014, with the UK's terror threat level at severe, which means an attack on Britain is considered highly likely. Detectives say much of the threat now comes from the Islamic State group, but that Al-Qaeda and far-right terrorism also remain a danger. Ollie Barrett, London.
A New York assemblyman is not buying the excuses from some government officials about the knocking over of headstones in a Jewish cemetery. Here's the story.
The general manager of Washington Cemetery in Midwood says vandals are not responsible for 42 fallen headstones. He says they fell due to old age and neglect. Police cite no evidence of vandalism at the Jewish burial ground, but Assemblyman Dov Hykind is not convinced.
The fence built to protect the cemetery from outsiders has actually been cut at one particular point where a lot of these tombstones were pushed over.
Since the start of the year, there's been an uptick in vandalism at Jewish cemeteries and bomb threats targeting Jewish community centers across the country. Scott Pringle, New York.
For more news and analysis, join us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
The weather this afternoon is going to be partly sunny with a high near 47, south winds around 6 miles an hour. Tonight, the chance of showers are mainly after 10 p.m. and it's be cloudy with a low around 38. South winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening, and a chance of precipitation is 40%. Tuesday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 59, calm winds becoming southwest 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation will be 60%. Tuesday night, showers, low around 46, south winds 6 to 8 miles an hour becoming west after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Wednesday, chance of sprinkles after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 62. And Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear. Thursday is supposed to be sunny. Thursday night, showers, and Friday, showers. So I'll wait till next week to get my car washed. This is the Hunterton Medical Center's Hour. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and we're very privileged to have with us today Renee Fry. Did I say that right?
It's Renee Fry.
Renee? Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, Renee, I'm sorry. who is a coordinator at the Sleep Lab. Now, Medical Center's Hour is compliments of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce. And Sleep Lab, what actually is that?
Well, we're there for anybody that has sleep issues, whether you sleep too much, sleep too little, have any issues during sleep, pretty much across the board, anything. If you're too fatigued during the day and you think you need more sleep, we're there for all kinds of sleep issues.
I ask this for everybody. I just find it interesting how people got onto this certain type of work. And, you know, somebody once, one of the ones, the examples I use is somebody told me, something happened when they were like 10 years old and they always wanted to do X, you know, and so they grew up and that's what they did. And another one, and that fits into my category, had three kids, house with a mortgage, car payments, taxes, and they were out of work and they needed a job. So they got that job and stayed in it, you know, forever. How did you get in your position?
Well, I started out in neurology. And sleep and neurology is closely related. Usually neurology and respiratory play into sleep.
Okay.
Breathing issues during sleep or disturbances mm-hmm. during sleep. So I started out in neurology and had the opportunity and moved into sleep probably about 16, 17 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you say there's different issues, not enough sleep, too much sleep, et cetera, et cetera. Well, how do people get to your organization?
Well,
are they recommended by a doctor or?
Now, a lot of family physicians and cardiologists, neurologists, they'll recognize certain things that would put people into a high category of perhaps having a sleep issue. So one of the most common is obstructive sleep apnea, and that is often related to people who snore a lot, but not all snorers have obstructive sleep apnea. If your bed partner snores and then gasps, stops snoring, and takes a deep breath and gasps, that is obstructive sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And many times you can have mild, maybe six times an hour would be considered mild. Up to, we have people who have over 100 events now, an hour, yes. So,
wow.
That's pretty severe and not healthy because you have a desaturation level in your O2 level in your blood associated with each event.
Right.
It arouses your sleep stages, keeps you in a lighter stage of sleep.
Now, you said that cardiologists sometimes recommend?
Yes, because untreated sleep apnea can be very unhealthy for your heart, as you can imagine. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, they recommended me to do that. And where was it? Oh, Health and Wellness on 31, second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was, you had your room, but... Yeah, more wires hooked up to you than Carter had liver pills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but there was a television there. You could watch television, you know, and then go to sleep. And they found that I didn't have any problem, you know.
Great. Well, so that's good, I guess.
I guess it's good.
Unless you were experiencing symptoms.
I wasn't. I don't know what I was experiencing. The cardiologist told me to, you know, he'd like to have that test done.
That's great. So you were negative.
Yeah.
By the way, the sleep center is no longer down at the Health and Wellness Center. We are back at the old sleep lab on the second floor of Huntington Medical Center. They are renovating a new space for us on the fourth floor. So until that area is done, we are back at HMC on the second floor.
Okay. Okay, because like I said, when I went a couple years ago, it was on the second floor of the... Health and Wellness Center.
Yes.
I couldn't think of the name of it off that. And my primary care physician is right down the hall from there, you know.
Well, we had two facilities. We had the old sleep lab at the HMC, and we had the new one in Clinton. And with the home studies becoming better and better, we found ourselves no longer needing eight beds. So...
What do you mean by home studies?
Well, we now can do home studies. You come in, we instruct you how to hook yourself up.
With all those wires and things, huh?
No, no, Larry. Obviously, you don't put all those wires on. So the home studies are less sensitive and less information, but can be a very useful tool for a lot of people. So you take a little small unit home, similar, if anybody ever had a cardiac monitor on for 24 hours, it's similar to that. You put a band around your chest and your abdomen, you put a cannula in your nose, two EKG leads on, and that's it.
Hmm.
So it's a good tool to use for mild to moderate cases, yeah.
And if it's more severe?
Well, if you're someone that has comorbidities, it's helpful to come into the lab. But the sleep doctor would determine if it would be appropriate for you.
Okay.
But I'd say 50% to 75% of people now first have a home study. And you may have to come into the lab for a treatment study, but...
Okay.
Yeah, a large percentage home studies are just perfectly fine for.
Okay, what are some different types of sleep disorders? I mean, I know you said that you don't sleep enough or you sleep too much or whatever.
Well, insomnia.
Okay.
And then you have your breathing issues during sleep, obstructive sleep apnea, there's central sleep apnea.
What's central sleep?
Central. Obstructive is where your airway is obstructed. Central is where you completely, for short little periods of time, it's blocked off completely.
Okay.
It's more severe. You don't obviously do not want to go without breaths.
Right, right.
So There's restless legs.
Meaning
it people that just go to bed and all of a sudden their legs, they get that urge where they can't hold their legs still. There's narcolepsy.
But what causes that?
Restless legs is closely related. A lot of diabetics have restless legs, and they treat it with a muscle relaxer. But okay. We monitor your legs at night. Some people's legs jump around, and it doesn't disrupt their brain waves, their uh-huh. sleep. So that wouldn't be treated. But if it's disrupting your sleep, then they treat it, restless legs.
And you treat all these different types of yes. illnesses, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
In your opinion, what would be the worst one to have? Or are they all bad?
The most difficult one is insomnia.
Hmm.
It's easy just to prescribe a pill that knocks you out. But most of the time, insomnia is related to something that's going on in your life that's not allowing you to go to sleep.
Huh.
So cognitive behavior therapy is very successful nowadays, where it's almost you sit down and you talk about what your issues are and try to figure out what is keeping you awake at night. You can sometimes people, it's very popular in elderly people. If they're sitting at home too much, bored, they'll fall asleep during the day way too much. And then they go to bed and they can't sleep.
Yeah.
So you need to train those people to not allow themselves. Don't put yourself in that position where you're going to allow yourself to fall asleep during the day. So,
do you find that a lot of older people take naps during the day?
Yes. Or some people think they don't sleep. They say, oh, I haven't slept in 3 days, 3 nights. And then they come in for their sleep study, and they are sleeping, but they have the opinion, they think mm-hmm. they're not sleeping.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. That's just, you know, I find it interesting.
It is interesting, yeah.
You know, because, like, again, everybody's different, you know. And I know my wife used to complain that I snored all the time. And
you didn't believe her.
I don't know. I was asleep. I didn't hear me. You know,
and you do have snores. Like you said, you had a sleep study and you were negative. So you do have people that just snore, and that doesn't mean you necessarily have sleep apnea.
Right.
So there are treatments for snoring. Some people are positional. You only snore on your back, or you might only have sleep apnea when you're on your back. Well, then you have positional therapy. There's ways of training yourself to stay off of your back, and your problem is
pretty much solved.
Right.
Yeah. It's you know.
There are surgical procedures that can help issues. Not everybody is a surgical candidate. The sleep doctor would look down your throat, and they would let you know.
No, it's just, I just find it interesting, you know. But you treat all those disorders, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the treatment methods?
Well, obstructive sleep apnea. The most successful is CPAP, which stands for continuous positive air pressure. It's a little small machine, and you wear some kind of interface from almost as small as a cannula if you're not a mouth breather. And if you are a mouth breather, some people have to wear, they call it a full face mask. It doesn't go over your full face. It goes
right
over your nose and mouth. There's nasal masks. Some people are intolerant to CPAP, so there's oral appliances, which is a mouthpiece that is made by certain dentists that position your jaw in a way that it pulls your jaw so that your airway stays open.
Hmm.
That's successful for mild cases often. If you're too severe, that won't work. Like I said, some people are only bad when they're on their back, so positional therapy. There's surgical procedures where they go and they shave down the uvula, that flap that hangs down in your throat. There's different options, but not everything works for everybody.
Is there any that have you run across that didn't work at all for anybody? For a person? Not anybody, but, you know.
Do we have patients that we can't help? Yes. Few. They, like I said, the most successful is the CPAP. Okay. But if you have a claustrophobic person, they probably will not do well on that. So the next step would be to either send them to an ENT doctor, ear, nose, and throat doctor, to see if they're a surgical candidate, or send them to a dentist to get an oral appliance made. If they're too severe, that might not work for them. So if they can't get past the CPAP, sometimes they give up.
Right.
But we do have something we call CPAP open hours, and it's a free clinic. It's every second and fourth Wednesday of every month from 4 to 6 p.m., and it's for people that are having issues. And it's a walk-in. You don't have to have an appointment. You walk in, and one of the technologists will sit down and try to help you out with whatever your problem is. Most of the time, it's a mask issue or a pressure issue, or they just need some coaching. Very, very often, people just need some coaching, and we're there to help you with that. So,
when you say coaching, what are you referring to?
Some people tend to put the mask on, and they pull it way too tight, and it's uncomfortable. So we will teach them how to loosen up on it. Some people just can't get past wearing the mask. So we try to, you know, talk
them
through.
Well, that's got to be tough, though, too, to wear, through it. You know, wearing a mask, I would think.
Right, but if you are moderate to severe, you should wake up feeling like a new person in the morning. Because can you imagine being aroused 50 times an hour? Mm. You know, you're not going to wake up feeling refreshed.
No.
So once you treat that, you're going to feel 10 years younger. We very, very often have patients tell us, my gosh, I wish I would have done this 15 years ago, because they feel so much better.
Do you think that if someone wakes up to go to the bathroom and comes back and has trouble going back to sleep, is that a problem?
That's more of a insomnia. If they're awake for too long, we do recommend if you lay in bed for more than 20 minutes and you feel like you're not going to go to sleep, you should get up out of bed, go to a dimly lit area, maybe read a book. Do not turn the TV on. Do not get on your cell phone. Do not get on your computer. No electronics, because that's a stimulator. And all that's going to do is stimulate you and give you a harder time falling back asleep. So have
that's
a cup of tea, you know, something relaxing, and then go back to bed again and try to go to sleep. But you need to turn the TV off and know that when you go to bed, you're going to bed to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. You know.
And you know how many young people go to bed with their cell phone and they're texting and they're on Facebook, or it's probably going to be a new diagnosis.
Okay. I don't know. It just seems to me that, you know, we were talking earlier, the previous show, about, you know, when we were kids, or when I was a kid, you went out and played, you know, and that's what you did. You played football. You played touch base. You know, touch football. Or you played stickball. Or you know, whatever. And, you know, at the time I was living in Brooklyn and my mother would lean out the fifth-story window, Larry,
yeah.
You know, come home, supper, yeah. You know. There you go. You know, and then you went out again. You know, it's just...
The good old days.
Yeah. But now, it's like...
I know. It's a shame.
They've got their nose in this thing, you know, and I don't know. Maybe it's me, but I don't have that many people I want to talk to.
Well, that's the problem.
You know, by this thing, you know.
Larry, they're not talking, though. They're digitally talking. It's a problem.
Yeah, but I don't have that many people I want to digitally talk to either, you know.
Yeah, but they're talking to people they don't even know, you know.
And that's the sad part, you know.
It is to me, too.
And schools are stopping teaching them how to write. So are they going to print their name now? You know.
I know.
It's
a different world, I know.
Oh, but it's sad.
It is.
You know, you don't even learn how to write your own name, you know. Oh, well, we don't have to because you can put the...
They'll know how to type it in. They'll know how to... Yeah,
right. Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll get them someplace.
Yeah.
You know, well,
right.
I'm sure it will down the road, but it's just, I don't know. Anyway, could you explain how a sleep study works? I mean, when you have someone and you're going to have a sleep study for any of the... illnesses. How does that work?
Technically? Clinically?
Either way.
Okay. So if you have a home study, you'll come in and we will instruct you how to hook yourself up. It'll take yourself 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe. And you take the unit home before you're ready to go to bed. You'll hook yourself up. You bring it back in the morning. We upload it. Make sure we get sufficient data, like make sure the cannula didn't fall out of your nose. If it did, we'll send you back home with it for another night. You don't get charged for a second night. We just want good data, sufficient data. If you come into the lab for a home study, as you know, we will wire you from head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
But it's caught you.
It didn't hurt her at all or anything. You know, it was just kind of awkward, you know, laying down and you got all these wires.
You feel
and
like
stuff
an experiment,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So we'll put wires on your head, and that's how we read your brain waves and how we know what stage of sleep you're in. We put a snore sensor on so we can see if events are between snores and how, for maybe say somebody just snores, we want to know that so that we can help them alleviate that. We monitor your heart. We put two EKG leads on. We put leg leads on for the restless legs. We put an oximeter on so we know how low your oxygen drops. You're wired from head to toe. And then a technician is watching all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And we score it and we see how severe you are. And then the sleep doc would make their recommendation according to what they see.
Right. And they talk to you through the microphone.
Yes. Yes.
I know. He told me it was time to wake up. I said, my gosh, it's only 6 o'clock. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You know. But, like I said, it was kind of interesting.
No, all of it is non-invasive, so it's...
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it just felt funny to have so many wires attached to you. You know, you felt like you were, you know, like you were laying down, you were, you know, getting all these wires, you know. Because my question was, what happens if I have to go to the bathroom? He says, well, then just tell us you have to ring the buzzer. And
but we only unhook one wire.
Yeah,
and
and you can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So I just, okay.
Right. No restriction.
No, that's true. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to the 100 Medical Center Show. This is Larry Cartwright, your host. And I know I'm not going to say it right. Rini Fry. Who is with the coordinator for the sleep lab, I can talk, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge.
We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterton Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterton County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Chuck Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to the 100 Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the 100 County Chamber Radio, Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. Rennie?
Yes.
Right, all right. Only third time I can get it right. And Rennie is from the Sleep Lab. She's a coordinator of the Sleep Lab. And we were talking about some sleep disorders and so on and so forth. And who would you recommend a sleep study to?
Well, anybody that's overtired during their day. If you fall asleep at inappropriate times during meetings, or if you wake up unrefreshed after what you feel was a decent amount of sleep. You know, if you go to bed and only get 5 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep, then you know why you're tired. But if you're going to bed and getting 7 hours of sleep, you should wake up feeling refreshed. You should not wake up tired in the morning. If your bed partner is complaining that you're keeping them awake with your snoring, then you should come see us, because it's not only disturbing you, but it's disturbing your bed partner. Yeah.
Well, you know, isn't it normal? Pardon me. But isn't it like, I don't want to say normal, but isn't it, doesn't the average person, male, snore?
Yes, but if your snoring is to the degree where it's actually your partner is losing sleep, then that's a problem. Or if, you know, you wind up in separate bedrooms, that's not necessary anymore. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
So there's ways of taking care of that. And now that we know how unhealthy it is, if it should be apnea, then you definitely want to
get it taken care of. Right.
Yeah. Because poor sleep can affect whether it's sleep apnea or lack of sleep. It can affect your cognitive you know, you won't be able to concentrate. And
right.
If you find yourself having difficulty concentrating, that's another reason to come see someone at the sleep center. There's a lot of time it's people don't know it, but it's actually a sleep issue. Sleep's very, very, decent sleep is very important in overall health.
And what would, you know, what is the procedure if somebody just goes to the sleep center and says, you know?
Well, if you have, a lot of times a family doctor or a cardiologist will say you should see someone. If no doctor ever mentions it, but you feel like you may have a sleep problem, you can call us directly and you can come in and see one of our doctors, and they will or will not order the appropriate test. If you don't have symptoms that suit it, they would just lead you in another direction. But you couldn't directly come to us. You do not need a doctor's order. Or if you want to be referred through one of your doctors, they can order the sleep study.
Okay.
Either way.
Now, I would assume that some insurances require that they...
Some insurance require that you get a pre-cert or a referral.
Right.
But your doctor's office, the ordering doctor, would do that.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And some insurances don't. You can just go.
Right.
Know, so depending on what you have.
Right. I could give you that number to call.
Yeah, sure. Would you?
The number you would call with any questions is 908-237-5508. And you just let them know what your issues are, and they'll guide you in the right direction. Right now, while our new space is being renovated, all consultations with the doctors are being seen at Sand Hill Building on the second floor in the pulmonologist's office.
Okay, yeah.
That will change once our space is done. Then everything will be done in the new sleep center. consultations, and diagnostic testing. So the diagnostic testing is done, but it's scheduled at that number I just gave, is done over in the old sleep lab. And please excuse our appearance till the new space is done.
And that was
908-237-5508.
Okay. Is there a website?
There is. You just go on the HMC website and go under sleep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the possible outcomes of a sleep study?
Well, we do have people come that have terrible symptoms during the day. And I'd say 15% of the patients do not have, nothing shows up in their sleep study that would lean towards those symptoms. So the doctor may run blood work to check different levels because there's certain things that will make you fatigued. Mm-hmm. A thyroid profile. And then she would refer you accordingly if any of that is out of skew.
Right.
Maybe to an endocrinologist. If you have huge, issues in your throat, she'd wind up referring you to ear, nose, and throat, perhaps. Sometimes a neurologist. So we refer out according to what your symptoms are if you're negative.
Okay. All right. It's interesting because I think a lot of people have some kind of sleep issue, even those who don't think they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, it just seems like a lot of them aren't getting the help that they could get.
It has gotten a lot better it's a growing medicine. It's being recognized by more and more family physicians. Because when you think about it, it affects a lot if you're not sleeping. Yeah.
Sure.
Any CDL drivers, any truck drivers, mm-hmm. UPS drivers, FedEx, it's pretty across the board now that they need to be cleared. If they fall into the criteria where the doctor, the transportation doctor feels like they could be at high risk, they have to get tested and prove if they do have sleep apnea that they are compliant on treatment, some treatment that is alleviating it, because you don't want an 18-wheeler out there on the road falling asleep, for his own sake and for everybody else's safety.
Right.
All the train accidents that have happened and they think they fell asleep. So CDL drivers, licensed drivers have become a big patient base.
That's interesting.
To protect other people. Yeah.
Because that's not always been.
No, yeah. But it's becoming more and more.
Because I used to have a CDL license.
Years
and years ago. I owned my own tractor trailer.
Right.
Years ago.
Years ago. And the criteria goes on, this may sound funny, but neck circumference. If you have a certain circumference neck, that'll put you, that's one point. Your weight, your BMI, your body mass index, that's another point. And if you score, I don't know what the CDL score is, but if you score a certain number, they're going to say you have to get cleared before they renew your CDL.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it makes sense, though, really. Like you said, you got 80,000 pounds going down a highway.
Right.
And you don't want them to fall asleep and,
Airline pilots. We have a lot of airline pilots.
I would think so, yeah.
Because years ago, they weren't really controlled as to how many, you know, hours they could fly or everything's,
right.
a little bit safer than it used to be.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
True.
Yeah.
And it's good in a lot of ways.
It is.
You know, I didn't realize that the like UPS and they all have to be done too. Huh?
Well, yeah.
That's interesting.
Some of them are quite annoyed.
Yeah.
But then again, once they're treated, if they have it, they become our best buddies. They love us. They feel
right.
So much better.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know, we all are a little reluctant in some things. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you take all insurances or?
Yes, we clear you before. When you call, we ask you your insurance, and we will let you know. But yes, Medicare, Medicaid, commercial insurances, it's a widely covered service.
Okay. And what is, well, I know when you do a sleep study, like when they did mine, it was overnight. Are there ones that just you go in and they do a test or something? Or is it mainly overnight too?
Yes, we do day studies only for night shift workers because we want your true picture of sleep. If you're a night worker and you never sleep at night and we say, oh, well, come in tomorrow night for your study,
right.
You know, that's not going to be a true picture of
mm-hmm.
your sleep.
Right.
So we do daytime. But, yes, it's always we want to get at least 6 hours of data.
Okay. Well, that makes sense because, you know, if the person works night and that's what the shift they're on is
right.
night shift,
mm-hmm.
they don't sleep at night. They sleep during the day.
And if you feel like you don't have sleep apnea, you don't gasp in your sleep, but you could take naps at any time during the day, there are disorders such as narcolepsy. So that would be a daytime nap study. You come in. Actually, you have a overnight study, so we get a picture of your sleep architecture, what you're doing at night. If you don't have sleep apnea, then we continue a nap study the following day, and we want to see how quickly you fall into a deep sleep, REM, rapid eye movement
right.
sleep. And if you fall asleep in the amount of time we give you that day in the naps, that's abnormal because we only give you 20 minutes to fall asleep. If you don't fall asleep in those 20 minutes, we wake you up, you're up for an hour and a half, then you get a second nap. So that's another type of disorder for
okay.
severely tired people during the day that actually sleep at night, too, but they can't stay awake during the day. That's a disorder.
Hmm.
And,
You know, you never would think that there's all these disorders with, you know, attached to sleep, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of
mm-hmm.
them? You know.
Yeah.
But it's... I think it's great that there's solutions to these problems.
But you need to recognize
But
that
you have
you
to recognize you have
issue.
A problem. Yeah.
Right.
Or someone has to recognize it. And
usually it is the bed partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can understand that.
Because people that are eventing 50 times an hour, which isn't even unusual, they're not aware of it. They're so exhausted that they aren't aware of it. But that person that's in that same room is very aware
uh-huh.
of it.
Yeah. Right, right.
And the biggest thing is it's extremely unhealthy.
Well, yeah.
It
would seem to be. You should get a good, solid night's
right.
sleep.
Right, well, not only in your health, in your heart health and your brain health, your cognitive health, but, you know, if you're driving to work and you're going home at night
right.
and you're falling
right.
asleep, you know, yeah.
You know, you're endangering yourself and others, you know.
Or if you can't think, stay concentrated, that's going to affect
right.
your whole life.
Right. On an average, it's just a guess. How many people do you people see in a month? that have these things, you know, roughly? You know, like I said, it doesn't have to be accurate.
Probably, Larry, by the time people come to us, that they've been prompted by their doc, and so a high percentage of people test positive. But I'd say out of 10 studies, two or three probably are negative. That's negative for obstructive sleep apnea, right, or restless leg syndrome, something that shows up on the raw data.
Right, right.
But then the doctor, the sleep doctor, usually can steer them in another direction, maybe with blood work or, mm-hmm, you know, sometimes it's just their thyroid and right, nobody ever picked up on it. So,
right, yeah, right. No, it's just, you know.
We do nighttime studies 7 nights a week. We offer it Sunday through every night. And we do home studies if you don't have too many comorbidities. Like if you have major cardiac issues or, you know, someone that would have difficulty hooking themselves up. But for cardiac issues, certain cardiac issues, you would want to have an in-lab because it's much more detailed. And a lot of times arrhythmias are related to, they follow an event, an obstructive, mm-hmm, event. So you want the full picture of what's going on. And once you treat that sleep apnea, those arrhythmias go away. That is a beautiful thing when,
right,
you see that.
Right.
When you show that to the patient, they will become compliant because you're alleviating their, uh-huh, their major issue.
Right. And does everybody who snores have some type of sleep issue?
No. No. Sometimes you can be referred to an ENT and they'll take care of the snoring. There are products on the market that help some people. No. Not all snorers have a major sleep issue.
No.
Unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, maybe you can look at it that way. Yeah. It's just you're snoring.
Now, do some people snore like one night and then don't do it for a week and then snore again? Or
yes, yeah, sometimes it's related to alcohol. A lot of people think alcohol makes, they'll have a nightcap because it makes them sleep good. Initially, it may make, allow them to fall asleep, but it actually disrupts your sleep architecture further into the night.
Well, I don't drink, so.
Right, but right. I mean, you know, you that's know, a common
but people
thing you
do
hear.
Have, you
yes,
know, yeah,
uh-huh,
people do have a nightcap, right, and stuff. Yeah, I understand that.
Right.
You know.
And one probably isn't going to affect you, but yeah, if you're, you know, that can, mm-hmm, and that will definitely most often make your sleep apnea more severe. So a lot of times the doctor will suggest they cut back.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. My iced tea then doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. Well, caffeine.
Yeah.
If well, it's caffeinated.
Decaf.
That's good.
Yeah, decaf
right,
iced tea.
You definitely, you know, like insomniacs, that's what the doctor does with her therapy. She does cognitive behavioral therapy with insomniacs. But you have to get down to what their habits are, you know.
Right, right.
Maybe they're eating a box of chocolate and that has more caffeine in it than, you know, coffee.
Right.
So
yeah. But chocolate's supposed to be good for you too. See?
In, yeah, at the right time of the day,
right,
or in the right
dark
quantities.
Chocolate, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you give that phone number again in
absolutely,
the last minute or so that we have?
Sure. So you can call 908-237-5508, and we would be happy to answer any of your questions.
And you just go on to the 100 Medical Center's website and click on sleep, is it?
Right. There's categories there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you click on sleep, and you will come up with, you know,
right,
some things also.
And we'd be We're there to help you sleep better. So
there you go. And yes. That's a good thing. You know. Well, Rennie, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having us.
And the time flew by. But, so if you have any problems sleeping, or if you snore and your partner says you're keeping them awake, call 908-237-5508
before you get kicked out of the bedroom.
Right. There you go. And have to go into another room. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same station. So stay healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The executive order signed by the president earlier today, protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States, is a vital measure for strengthening our national security.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking about the president's new executive order restricting immigration. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says this will help enhance